Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets. It's Tuesday, the 14th of May, 2024, and you're listening to the Market Comment podcast by Achilleas Yorgolopoulos. I'm Maria Pachardis. Thanks for joining us at XM.com. Range trading continues in most currency pairs as the market is in waiting mode for tomorrow's crucial U.S. inflation report. The U.S. dollar managed to reverse yesterday's initial underperformance against the euro, with the pair now hovering below the 1.08 level and facing some key resistance levels. It has been a tough first half of the month for the dollar, as it has been underperforming across the board, apart from the yen. On the other hand, following the recent Fed meeting essentially removing any fears of rate hikes during 2024, stocks feel more relaxed. The S&P 500 index is just 1% shy of its all-time high, and despite the evident economic divergence between the U.S. and the euro area, European equity indices continue to record new highs, outperforming their U.S. counterparts. The producer price index for April will be published today. Both the headline and core indicators have eased considerably from their 2022 highs, but they remain at the upper end of their pre-COVID range. They have recently been edging higher, pointing to renewed inflationary pressures in the near term. With Monday's New York Fed inflation expectations for 1 year rising to 3.3% from 3.0%, another upside surprise in today's PPI report might not be taken lightly by the Fed hawks. The market is assigning a 5% probability of a June rate cut, with this probability rising considerably for the September meeting. After a slow start, Fed speakers are expected to increase their public appearances, especially following the U.S. CPI release. Having said that, two Fed members are scheduled to be on the wires today. The Fed's Cook, a 2024 voter, is unlikely to diverge from the May 1st Fed meeting message. And more interestingly, Chairman Powell will speak alongside ECB member Knot in Amsterdam later today. The much-expected April claimant count report showed a smaller-than-expected increase, possibly disappointing the Bank of England doves. Even worse, average earnings growth has failed once again to ease, with the indicator that excludes bonuses remaining north of 6% for the 15th consecutive month. Most investment houses are rooting for a June rate cut, with their hopes pinned on next week's CPI report showing a significant drop. In the meantime, political developments could prove a headache for the BOE and pound going forward. The recent local elections outcome opened the door to a possibly disastrous result for the Conservative Party at the national elections, increasing the aggressive commentary from party members. The most recent episode involves a Tories heavyweight attacking the BOE's quantitative tightening strategy and questioning its independence. Thanks for listening. This was today's Market Comment here at XM.com. Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.